الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ولئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من تواضع لله رفعه الله، ومن تكبر وضعه الله، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Carrying on with our talk of yesterday, our journey towards Allah, and what we try to explain, which is very little, the details are on the bayans also, previous bayans, which are available on the website. In the kitabs also they are printed, and we should try and endeavor, and all this is to take us to Allah, and in the process make our Islam, we'll get purified of our bad habits also, and good habits by nature will come into us, and we will be journeying and reaching Allah Ta'ala, which is our purpose, our goal and object. On the way, we will be collecting all the wonderful rewards of all these a'mal. And we will have reached Allah Ta'ala. And the more sooner we reach Allah in our journey, before our maut comes, how more fortunate is that person. So many, many people in their youth, they found Allah Ta'ala. And their lives went in that way. Others in their old age, others in their middle age, others in the old ripe age, and unfortunately vast majority do not find Allah. Even those the practicing Muslims, but they don't find Allah Ta'ala. They'll get all their reward, and a big reward on its own. But compared to the big rewards, it will be nothing. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal inshallah. One of the very important amals also, which is very, very valuable, Tasbihati Fatimi. 33 times Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar. Or 33 times Allahu Akbar also, 10 and the fourth kalima. Or 10 times La Hawla wa La Quwwata Illa Billah. All this has got very great value. Reading it in this, it comes in the hadith, that 33 times each, and then 10 times, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. That person, Allah Ta'ala will make him catch up with the people who have gone ahead of him. Either in time, people who have gone ahead, or in status, people who are gone high up. He'll catch up with those people. And he will surpass his contemporaries. People at the same time, where he was like a nothing. Not only will he be somebody now, he will surpass them all. So very, 33 times, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, just about a minute, just about a little bit above a minute, but the rewards are very, very great. And these are called as Tasbihat-e Fatimi, because the Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave them as a special gift to Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala. And from that whole incident, we learn that these tasbihat are great physical strength also. For a person to do his daily chores and work, he needs energy, he needs strength, stamina. This gives that also. And much more for to bring, you get physical, spiritual strength. We find weakness, many of us complain, we find we are lazy, we can't now read more Quran Sharif, we get tired. Read these, this will enhance us and give us the strength that we require. One other point before we start today's little talk is that there are two things. One is ilm and one is amal. Ilm is required, without which correct proper ilm. And for that we should also make dua that Allah blesses us with ilm sahih, the correct knowledge. Otherwise, many places, wrong things they are teaching. Like for example, where they are teaching Darwin's theory, Big Bang theory, the wrong things they are teaching. Many places where they are teaching the right things. But also with that, there are still many other, not so major wrong things, but other wrong things. So we must get the correct knowledge. And then, fahm sahi, the correct understanding also. Having the correct knowledge, like many people who are learning Quran Sharif and Hadith Sharif, in the same kitabs that we learn, but they get the wrong understanding of it. And they take out the wrong meanings. And that is from the Quran Sharif. Allah says, يُضِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا. By the same token of the Quran Sharif, Allah makes many people go astray. They take out wrong meanings from there. And all the ta'wilat fasida, all the wrong explanation. And أَذَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ. On the knowledge, the correct knowledge, Allah makes a person go astray. Many people use the right knowledge for dunya's sake. So they became ulama of dunya. Or they became ulama-i-su. And they not only they stayed on the right, but they just acquired dunya. They did their own harm. But now they sold their deen, which was a case which happened to the Jews and the Christians, that ittakhadhu ahbarum wa arba ahbarum wa arba bahum wa ruhbanuhum arbabam min dunillah. And the same has happened in this ummah also. So we have to be very careful. So we must have ilm sahih and then fahm sahih. And after proper understanding, amal sahih. Our amal must also be correct. Then that will lead to maqbooliyat. Just a simple explanation of this. A father, for example, is lying on his bed at night after Isha. He's retiring. And he calls his son, Muhammad, bring me water. So Muhammad, according to what he sees, he'll understand. In what will he take water? In a glass. Father wants him to take his medication. He wants to drink some water. And then, Saturday afternoon, Sunday morning, he's standing by his car with his sleeves rolled up. The same words he uses, Muhammad, bring me water. Now what will he take water for? In what will he take water for him? In a bucket. He can see now, he wants to wash the car. Now a person who wasn't present, and he doesn't know the environment, and he just gets the word, Muhammad, bring me water, and now you interpreting in a classroom. You're not there in that scene where the father is lying on the bed, where he's standing by his car. You are in a classroom with your kitab open. So you can easily make the complete wrong interpretation. That when he's lying on his bed and he wants to take his medication, and you take water in a bucket for him. And when he wants to wash his car, you take water in a glass for him. So the knowledge is correct you got, but the meaning you took out, the interpretation complete, and how wrong it can go. This is a dunya's example. Indeed, how much wrong, and it's happening. People are doing it. So Allah give us tawfiq. So ilm is required, the correct. But the object is amal. The object is amal. Object is not ilm. Without ilm, you won't get the correct knowledge of doing the correct thing. But it's just getting the knowledge and being satisfied and then not making amal, then you're also a great loser. Very great loser. So we have to get the correct knowledge. And the knowledge must be to make amal. The example our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to give of this, very, very effective and very good example, that a person is the best cook in the world. And he prepares a broth for winter, that before winter sets in, you have that soup. Then it's your booster against the cold, flu, all that. You won't catch the cold and flu. So he makes, and he's a wealthy person also, very good-hearted person also. He makes that very, very good broth, and he gives the world to drink, free of charge. Anyone and everyone he gives. And how much they want, they can take. But he doesn't drink himself. He'll get the sawab for all that. He'll be said he's a very good man, very good cook, very generous person, everything. But he will get the cold because he didn't take that. So the same way, if we have all the knowledge and we make effort in people, the right knowledge, effort also, in the correct way, not through the wrong channels of TV and YouTube and in the right way. But we not making amal, it won't have effect on the people. We won't get the benefit in any case. If some people do benefit, they'll benefit. But we won't get that benefit if we not making amal. And how much we going to make amal, so much more. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand that, and also, especially for the ulama, and which our great, great ulama, who are not in the line of tasawwuf as such, but they told, all of them told the students, go to mashayikh and do your course in islah in nafs also. So that you start making amal on what you learned, and you practice. And for that, first the ulama used to say that alim course was 9 years. So you must give your 9 chillas, which is 1 year. Now, ulama say, mashayikh, at least 40 days, spend it in the company of a sheikh, in order to bring this within us. So we should try, especially the ulama. And when we do that, just to give a little understanding of that, that a person, young man, went for an operation, a surgery. So he was very, very frightened, very, very tense, frightened. So the doctor asked him, what's wrong? Why are you so frightened? See, doctor, I'm a young man, I'm a young wife, 2 or 3 small children. You're going to give me anesthetic, you're going to put me under chloroform, you're going to take out my heart, you're going to work on my heart. If I don't come back to life again, my wife, my small children, and this is the first operation of my life I'm doing. I'm very frightened, agitated. So the doctor, to console him, told him, my friend, you don't have to be so frightened. This is the first operation I'm also doing. Now, what will happen to the poor patient? And if there is the first operation the doctor is doing, and he didn't do practicals, internship, he didn't do practicals, he got distinctions in all the theory, every paper he got distinction. But he didn't do practical. Then what will happen to them? So ask the, we as ulama ask that we, even if we got very good marks, we came first, but we didn't do practicals. We didn't, and what is the practicals of a doctor, internship? Under experienced doctors, you will see how they operate practically, physically, the actual action. And then you will, under them, you will practice. Then the results will come right, and then you can carry on in life afterwards. And perhaps Allah makes you one of the most famous surgeons in the world after that. But you'll have to be under the old people first. So just like that here also, stay under the mashayikh, and then afterwards you carry on. But if we didn't stay, and there's law in a country, they wouldn't allow you to operate also. They lock you up. You know, how can you operate if you didn't do your internship? So Allah give us tawfiq to understand this. The important thing is the amal, not the ilm. Ilm is very important to get to amal, but the actual objective is amal. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. The 2 points that we want to speak on, one is shukr and one is tawadu. Both these are natural things. For any person whose equilibrium is normal, he just has to make shukr, and he will make shukr. And tawadu, he will make humility, being feeling that I'm nothing. That is the natural how Allah has made a person. For example, to have humility in a person, Allah Ta'ala, what is the source of our life in this dunya? That drop of semen. You are born from a drop of semen, which went through what processes. And then when your body was formed in the womb of the mother, after about 4 months or 4 months, 10 days roughly, then the child was living there. And what was the food of the child there? Allah made it the dirty blood of the menses. So that is where Quran Sharif says, فَلَا تَزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَعَالِمُوا بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. And the other one? هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِكُمْ إِذْ أَنْشَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ. And then? وَإِذْ أَنْتُمْ أَجِنَّةٌ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ. When he took you out from the earth, you came from sand. What the parents ate, food, etc., came out from the ground. That became blood. Then you became semen. Then you became, you were a jinnah. That's like a khokha in a mother's stomach, that small little. What were you? You were nothing at that time, just in your mother. And Allah nourished you there. And with what he nourished you. And now you come out and you want to be proud. Was the other ayat? Now you are, how Allah took you, now you are arguing. خلق الإنسان من نطفة فإذا هو خصيم مبين. And now big jagralu, big, you saw students when they're in the boarding and on their own, how they debate with one another, like the great alamas of the time, and how they present their arguments and what force they talk and that. إذا أخرجكم فإذا هو خصيم مبين. Open, how Lord is arguing, how he's carrying on. And what we know, we still don't. And what we came from, and what we're going to go back. One time, Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi, Rahmatullah Ali, Amir of Tabligh, Jamaat of Tabligh, he was going to give a bayan. And then there were some very senior people, government people, top people who were sitting right in front. As he came on, they spoke about and loud, and they complained. They said that the speaker must be introduced to the public. Like everywhere else, any jalsa, that this Maulana is so and so, he's of this position, and always they say, we don't have to introduce him, but then they introduce him. They say he's well known, we don't have to introduce him, but then they introduce him. So all that, and in that also, our buzurg say, ta'aruf sahih hai, to introduce, ta'arif sahih nahi hai, to praise him is not. Introduce him, but you don't have to praise him on his face there. But anyway, so Maulana heard this. So he said, I will introduce myself. And he started his talk from this subject, that from where I came. And I'm here just this temporary form in this world. And where I'm going back again, back to the ground again. And we'll mix with the sand again and everything. So what is our reality? So we got no right to have any pride whatsoever. Shukr, as ulama have said rightly, we are drowning in Allah's ni'mat, and we are drowning in guna, and we have got no other way but to make shukr to Allah for the favors of His innumerable favors. So the shukr, Allah Ta'ala Himself says, وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ, if you will make shukr, Allah promises, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ, no conditions there. Just if you make shukr. But here, Allah Ta'ala, the naam, la azid, is for stress. And then, nun wa tashdeed, nun thaqila, for stress. And it is the words of Allah. Nobody can doubt Allah. And Allah's words in the Quran Sharif, kitabu mubin, kitab that makes haq. What a kitab. So Allah, if you just make shukr, in fact, the solution for a person who's got any problem, financial, health problem, domestic problems, just start making shukr, that's all. And Allah's promise, and Allah is true to His promise. If you've got financial problems, you have got something you got. One time, perhaps some people might have seen, but in the Haram of Makkah Sharif, it was a common sight that there were some people who used to be on there, actually like snakes moving. They were not on their fours also. And the whole face was covered with skin. Not like the eyes, the nose, the mouth, all skin. And just two small little holes there were. So somebody asked Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, now the government has banned these people, they don't come there. They used to beg, they should make tawaf and people should give them money. So that what shukr can this person make? What has he got that he has to make shukr? Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked, isn't he breathing? That he's got life, he's breathing. He can see that small little holes, but how much he has to see, he can see. There is more than enough for such a person also to make shukr. And for us, whom Allah has made hale and healthy, mind is in order, digestive system is working, nervous system is working, body is in order, we get up nice, healthy, fresh in the morning, our day goes by, we sleep again, everything, we've got our shelter, what ni'mat, innumerable ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. One person in Karachi, he was coming to his shop, and he was being led by a small child, held his hand, and he brought him there. When he sat down there, then he spoke and he said, Yusuf, how are you? Ahmed, how are you? How's your family, etc.? So somebody said, uncle, when you came, it looked like you were a blind person, that somebody had to hold your hand and bring you. You couldn't see your way. But when you sat here, now you're not a blind person. You're speaking, you can recognize this person, you recognize that person. So what is the story? So he said, I'm both blind also, and I'm not blind also. He says, all that has happened, this fluid in the eye has dried up. Because of that, I can't keep my eyelids open. They just stuck now. They just lay down and they stuck. They're not working. So when I'm walking, I lose my balance if I go and open my eyelids, etc. So there I need somebody, my eyes are closed, so I'm blind. Now that I'm sitting, it's all right. I can now I open my eyelids like this. Now I can see who is this, who is that. What is all this? Just that fluid in the eye. Did we ever know also that it exists? Did we ever think a question of shukr is out of the question? We don't even know. Allah Ta'ala says, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. And before that, وَفِي الْأَرْضِ. وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتُ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا. If you look in the earth, innumerable signs for everyone. آيَاتُ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. And you have to see Allah, you don't have to look far. Look in yourself. Who made me like this? Who made a Chinaman and an African, an Indian and a Canadian, all of them with the same two eyes, same nose, same mouth, and everyone different. Till now also, fingerprints are still used, though now there's lots of other scanning systems also, with the eyes, they scan you, etc. But the fingerprint, everyone's fingerprint is different. And all from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's time till today, till Qiyamah. Which computer can make so many designs? Everyone is different. And so different that they recognize it when all the intelligence departments at work, they want a fingerprint. Your phone, you put your fingerprint, if it's not the right one, your phone won't open. Everything. Who made this? And the fingerprint, 1 square centimeter. And what designs, which man can't ever imagine also. So Allah's ni'mat are innumerable. One person, also of Pakistan, he went for some treatment to Europe, America, US ill. And when he came back, then at the airport, his people came and fetched him. So then he was in a wheelchair, he made a sign like this. So they understood he wants water. So they brought water and they took out a tablet from his pocket, put it in his mouth and he drank the water. And then he told them, when I left from here, I didn't have this problem. Now I got an added problem. That the spit in my mouth has dried up now. And when the spit in the mouth dries up, you can't speak also. You are tongue-tied. Your tongue, you can't eat also. You can't do anything if there's no spit in the mouth. So now my body doesn't make that spit. My mouth doesn't make. And what? We use a nice word, saliva. But it is spuch. It is a spit. It's like a dirty thing. If you cross with somebody, you spit at him or you spit on the ground. That spit, what is the value of that spit? So he said, that has dried up now. So now I can't talk also. I can't eat also. And this one tablet, at that time, calculated according to today's time, $1 one tablet. That's about 20 rand roughly. For 15 minutes it works. Now it will make spit in my mouth, now I can talk to you people. After 15 minutes, then again I'll go dry. And I can eat for 20 dollars. A 20 rand for 15 minutes, about say a rand a minute more or less, just to make spit in the mouth. And the poorest person in the jungle who doesn't know what the word spit, he doesn't know the term, he also, his spit is being made. And who is doing this while we are sleeping also? Sometimes when we wake up, we slept with the mouth open and your mouth is dry. Then how you feel when you get up with a dry mouth? So who is this who's making that spit all the time? And not for one, two people, not only the Muslims, not only the non-Muslims, animals also. And everyone breathing in and out. Not only Muslims and non-Muslims, animals are breathing, plants are also breathing all the time. Whose qudrat is this? But we don't ponder a little bit. So it is very necessary we ponder and then acknowledge and never ever think it's my know-how, it's my money, it's my context that I'm getting this. To make your spit, what is your know-how? To make the fluid in your eyes, what are your contexts? Your contact lenses also won't work. Even your contact with your contact lens is not going to let you see also. So all this, who is so recognize Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And a person who doesn't recognize, who doesn't make shukr, who is not thankful, one of the things parents have to teach their children, to show appreciation, to show thanks, grow up with this quality, that we show thanks. A person who doesn't show appreciation, that person has got no value. His akhlaq is very low. Who can't even say, in the hadith sharif it comes, we are forced in the hadith that you must show appreciation. And if you haven't got anything to show in return, say jazakumullah. And that also, now you have fulfilled the rights of the, you have given your matter over to Allah to reward the person. But we are so far from our deen. Somebody says jazakallah, we say don't mention it. And then after that immediately we say make dua for me. He gave you the biggest dua, may Allah reward you. Which you know, the world can't together, me one person, what can I reward you? The world together can't give you that reward what Allah will give you. That you refuse, don't mention it. And then you say make dua for me. Our concept of deen, and yet we regard these are good people who say this also. And they regard that as a good character on top of it, that don't mention it. So he's a person like a good person with good character. Complete opposite of what good character is. So Allah ta'ala, so shukr, and become the slave of our mun'im al-haqiqi. The one who, anyone else does any favors to us, dunya favors, deeni favors, they are just a front. Reality is all from Allah ta'ala's side. Whether whatever favors, it is all only from Allah. So make shukr to Allah ta'ala. And then, by that, the love of Allah must come in a person. Absolutely, if love of Allah is not coming, we don't even still think of Allah. If we are making shukr, today is a sad case that we read Asma'ul Husna. A person is reading it, but he didn't think about Allah. All the 99 names he read. And with every name, think of Allah and the sifat of Allah. Allah is Al-Hayyu. So think of Allah, and Allah is the one who is alive. Allah is Al-Qayyum. Allah, think of Allah, and He is the one who keeps people alive. And He gives life to people and maintains their lives. Every quality of Allah Ta'ala, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, all the names of Allah. But today we don't. So shukr, make shukr and think of Allah. What favors of Allah Ta'ala. So that must come first, and then the yearning for Allah. Anyone who does you a favor, you'll want to thank that person. You'll want to show your appreciation. In whichever way you can, I must tell this person. So Allah Ta'ala, and that yearning will come into you. Allah will make you His by Himself then. That you are loving. And your condition becomes, ke marta hai, be dard bimar tera. That I'm dying without you. Oh Allah, I love you, but I don't find you. I don't see you. Then Allah will make you His. And Allah will come not in your eyes, not in your tongue, not in your mouth. Allah will come directly in your heart. And Allah will now be in your heart. And Allah, with all His sifat, He will be ruling in your heart. You are the king of the world after that. Somebody asked one buzurg that, how are you feeling? He says, what are you asking the condition of that person? According to his whose wishes, the whole world, everything is happening. So that is outwardly words of kufr, that you only by Allah's everything. So how can you say such a thing? He says, when I have surrendered totally to Allah, whatever Allah does is what my wish is. So I am ruling. Whatever Allah is doing, I am 100% that is my... So when we become Allah's like that, and we become Allah's, then see what enjoy. So the first thing is of shukr, we in the heart we must acknowledge, appreciate. Think of Allah's ni'mat. Take out time to think. Which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali refers to as muraqabah ni'mat ilahiya. That little time, muraqabah we make, 1 minute, 2 minutes, and just think of Allah's favors. And Imam Hassan Basri Rahmatullah Ali, on one occasion after Maghrib Namaz, thought of one ni'mat of Allah. As he thought, he saw there are 10 ni'mats in there. As he thought of the 10 ni'mats in each one, he saw there are 100 ni'mats. Till Fajr time, the whole night, he was just drowned, just thinking of the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah's ni'mats are so much, but unfortunately, our condition, one little problem come, and the way we complain, like we never saw any good in our life. Especially which comes in the hadith. If the wife just experienced little, she's upset with her husband. She says, since I came in this house, I had no clothes to wear, it's only rags I'm wearing. And no shoes to wear, only broken shoes and like that. And no pots to cook in, also all broken pots. Immediately, nashukri starts. The minute, little bit, and that is one particular weakness of woman. But unfortunately, we as men also, one little problem and we forget to make shukr. And we just focus on that one problem. And 99 ni'mats of Allah, and this is how you work out a person, whether he's a positive or a negative person. That 99 things he doesn't think about. Only one thing he thinks about. A person who is a positive person will think of what is more. Allah's favors, you can't imagine. What could happen to me when I was in my mother's womb? Hey, I could be a cerebral palsy, a cabbage, come out in this world, and I should have been, my poor parents, what they should have done? Allah, you made me, and nobody else. And while I was a child, up to age of around about 2, what and what don't children do? And I could have met up with what accidents, and how many people? One person when we were young, our age, and he had a very top job at that time, all should like admire him, what a job. And he had a small little problem in his nose or something. And he went for an operation, just a small procedure. He didn't tell his house people, he didn't tell anyone, a small little thing, like going for an extraction. And he went and they gave him wrong chloroform, and he became a cabbage. Till the end of his life, he slept in a cot. He couldn't eat, they had to feed him, he couldn't go toilet, he had to wear napkins, and he was like a top person, an actor, everywhere, he's the man. But in one little thing, and which he regarded as so small, there he was completely opposite. So it can happen to me now, it can happen to anyone. So we are so much, so think of Allah and make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Then express the shukr with your tongue. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. Speak about those ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. And the speaking of it is, use that ni'mat in the right way. Allah gave you the great ni'mat of speech also. Now use your speech, talk about Allah, read Quran Sharif, make zikrullah, make dua, use it in the right way. Allah gave you money, use it in the right way. Don't use it for wrong things now. Allah gave you health, use your health in the right way. Express your shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Allah gave you, so now don't live like a person that you're wearing stocks with big, big potatoes in them, and you're a rich man, you've got so much. A person, one person we knew when we were small, his collar used to be black, never washes, multi-millionaire. But no, he doesn't want to wash his clothes also. Living in the, if that is calling, so his rest of his clothes, when must he be changing also? So now what Allah gave you, his ni'mat, use his ni'mat also. And use them in the limit and in the correct way also. So the first thing is acknowledge. Take out time to acknowledge Allah's ni'mat. And now as we are sitting, think, when do I ever think of Allah's ni'mat? Do I ever acknowledge Allah's ni'mat? And then secondly, to show the appreciation. And then thirdly, to use that ni'mat for what it is meant. Use the ni'mat for what it is meant. Allah gave you money, use it for what it is meant. Help the poor, go to masjid, go for umrah, go in jamaat, all good to help out other people. How many people are so desperate in need? And Allahu Akbar, if we can just think for our own benefit also. Those people, what du'as they give. When a person is so in financial constraints, difficult, a mother with 8, 9 children, she's got no money, nothing, and you just went and give her 20 rand, 200 rand, it means so much to her at that time. At one time, where in India, it was a common thing when there's an ijtima in a town, then all the people think of certain ways of getting ready for the ijtima. In Ahmedabad, the capital of Gujarat, there they had thought when there was an ijtima, the scooter drivers who transport people, that one day in the week we'll give it Allah's day. That whoever wants to come, we won't charge them. But they don't make it known, otherwise it will be abused. People will just come and take free rides for nothing. So this one person, a Hindu lady, she came in, wanted to go hospital. So he took her. When they came there, the meter shows how much. 5 rupees. 8 rupees, 10 rupees, whatever it might be. So she took out the money. He said, no, this is Allah's day. She looked surprised. Allah's day. He said, no, this day we don't charge anyone. We transport, we carry on our normal work, but we don't take money. She burst down in tears. She said, my sister is in hospital. I got no money. Just this amount I had to come here. How I was going home, I didn't know. And now you didn't charge me. So just, and also didn't charge, and she could now buy something for her sister also. How she feels, what du'as, even a non-Muslim's du'as that come out, animals du'as that come out, Allah give us tawfiq. So use Allah's ni'mat for what they are. And we squandering our money, holidays. One today, ordinary, not the super rich people. Holiday destination overseas, Mauritius, Malaysia, Singapore, where places where there are no holidays. They just made that resort up, and where they're going. 500,000 rand there. And 5 rand will help somebody. You just give somebody 5 rand, 50 rand. 50 rand, the person will go head over heels for you. Give me 50 rand. He looks at it. He gave me 50 rand. And here you go in waste. And all this is the type of money that's coming in, there it goes also in those places. Where the rule of the Quran, Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin, and many other places also, in general it is, what is wrong will go into wrong places. And what we earn right, it will go in right places. Then we'll see to the widows, orphans, madrasas, masjids, we use it in good places. Allah give us all tawfiq. So the first is to acknowledge that ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Express and make shukr to it or for it. And if it is from any person, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. A person who doesn't make shukr to an-nas. An-nas is jinsiya. All types of men. And people, not only Muslims. Anyone who did a favor to you, show your appreciation there. And a person who doesn't, he will never be able to make shukr to Allah. The rights of Allah's shukr can only be fulfilled just like Hukul Ibad, Allah said, comes first, fulfill them. Then you can fulfill my right. Shukr also, first fulfill the rights of people. Today, our own wife, how much she does for us. Each one of us asks, when did I tell her Jazakallah? She cooks for us every day. She knows the day we're going to have our shower, we're going to change our clothes. She puts it for us. Everything she does for us. Did we ever say one time Jazakallah? Or when we ask her to do something for us, she's not our maid. Did we ever say, please do this for me? Please is not in our language. And Jazakallah, it's not in our... We eat and our stomach is full. All funny sounds we'll make and all funny things we'll say. But to make Allah shukr, Alhamdulillah. Forget the whole dua, Alhamdulillah, illadhi at'amana. That Alhamdulillah doesn't come. One family person, distant family, after he ate, which is quite common, then he'll rub his hands on his stomach, nice big stomach, Alhamdulillah. Appreciation from inside. But we don't know shukr we make. And one day let something be wrong. And then how we become angry on the wife. We even want to, oh, Allahu Akbar, Allah forgive us, many years perhaps, 100 years ago, one Maulana who had a very terrible temper, he came from an area which is known for their temper. And the wife didn't put the towel for Juma, he chopped her. She did, she was. A big court case and everything, and all the whole big story of that. Just because she didn't put the towel for him. So we learn to appreciate, make shukr. So appreciate, make shukr to all, whoever the ni'mat came from Allah, to Allah's shukr also. Use it for what it is. And on that, Allah is going to increase us after that. For our benefit, Allah doesn't need that shukr. Balki Allah Ta'ala says, insan is those who have cultivated their character. La nuridu minkum jaza'an wala shukura. We don't even intend. La nuridu minkum jaza. That you must give us something. We did this for you. That you'll do something. We don't need that also. We don't need your shukr also. That is how. But from our side, our faras, we make shukr ada. So those people and Allah Almighty, what Allah wants from us. That we make His ibadat is going to increase Allah's glory, majesty. Not one, but Allah says, "Man dhalladhi yuqridu Allah qardan hasana," who will give a good loan to Allah. Does Allah need a loan? Use it in good places and other. You see to the poor, see to the needy. That is, Allah made zakat compulsory, do and give it to Allah Ta'ala. That Allah, na'uzu billah, is gone poor like the Yahudi says. That Allah now is gone poor, Allah is asking for loans, Allah is asking for money, Allah is taking that zakat from us. We spend it on our own people, and the best is to spend it in your family, those who are eligible according to the rule. Spend, and your charity also, the best charity is first on your own family. When the Sahabi heard, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ, that you don't get the maximum return until you don't spend of what you love. He said, this garden, orchard of mine, I love this orchard of mine, I'm giving that. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, distribute it in your family people. So that is, spend in your immediate family, spend in your area, spend where the need is, Allah give us tawfiq. So shukr is a thing, we will become the favorite of Allah. You eating, what the deen Allah gave us. We just after eating, Alhamdulillah illadhi at'amani hadha wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawlin minni wala quwwa. Oh Allah, you gave me this to eat. You gave me this my rosy, and I made no effort. Whatever little effort we made is zero. What Allah has done behind the scene, all. Everything Allah has done. So you gave it to me without any effort of mine. When you person read that, all his sins are forgiven. Minor, Maulana Usman Kadua, he says, Damat Barakatum, Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmatullahi was also a big alim, known, famous as Haji Farooq. That great, great ulama are known as Hafiz so and so. They not, we think, or Qari Muhammad Tayyab Sahib, we think Qari Sahib. And he's some Qari Sahib. What great ulama they are. So he was famous by that. So anyway, Haji Farooq, he said, he asked him that the only minor gunas or major. He said, what doubt is in it, even major gunas. will be forgiven. Ulama say, for major gunas, take the precaution, make our tawbah properly for major gunas. But Allah forgives. And the same dua when wearing clothes. Alhamdulillah illadhi kasani hadha wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawlin minni wa la quwwa. You wore your clothes which you like, the type of clothes you wanted. You just read this one dua, 10 seconds, 5 seconds, and all your gunas are forgiven. And yet we're not opting for it. And yet we're just committing more gunas. So Allah tabarakah shukr, Allah give us. The other is tawadu, humility. And this is a natural thing. What have we got to be proud about? Even our iman is not, we didn't acquire it. Allah gives it. Allah gives it. And our iman is not by us, by our control. Now I'll control my iman. If the hearts of people are between the fingers of Rahman, Allah can turn them any way around. Never look down. Do what you have to do, what people are doing wrong. But don't look down on any person. And the sign of that is, you'll make dua for them. That you have people who are doing wrong, it can be ordinary people, ulama. When what you have to say is wrong, you have to say it's wrong. But that you don't think low of them, you'll make dua for them. And you'll wish good for them. So that is what we must do. So, so we must have this humility, tawadu in us, that it isn't ours, and it isn't by us, by our control. As long as Allah wants to, He gives it. When Allah wants to take it away, He will take it away. Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali wrote his Masnavi Sharif, which is famous, of over about 35,000 poems. But the last poem was left half. He just wrote the one line, and the next line he had to write, Allah stopped it. And he didn't complete it. And he said, I won't force myself. What was coming from Allah's side, that I was writing all the time. And then, and many other people on his behalf completed that poem. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, we hear his ash'ar till now, and what ash'ar. And what level of Allah's muhabbat and islah, and how to progress in the, what great, great things. Hazrat says himself, middle of the night my eyes should open themselves. And I should take the pen, I shouldn't think, my pen should just start working. And in the morning I should tell Mir Sab, was an expert in Urdu language, now check this, correct it or whatever. And when Hazrat said it stopped, it just stopped. Then nothing came in my heart. I didn't manufacture it. It all is from Allah's side. So remember, all what we have, only from Allah. So we have got nothing to be proud about. Allah Ta'ala gave us. And we must have, I am that was born from that drop of semen. I was in my mother's womb for how long? What was my food there? How was I living there? When I came out, I couldn't do one thing for myself. Who is it who has now today made me in a position that I'm owning all this, so many people working for me, but at one time, what? And finally the time will come when we are again completely, nothing we'll have again. We leave this dunya completely empty-handed. One of the four rulers of the world who Allah gave, not kingdom, ownership of the world. One of them, Zulqarnain, when he passed away, he made wasiyat, you must put my hands out of my janazah. So all can see the man who owned the world. He ruled also and he owned the world. Today he's going empty-handed. So what have we got to be proud? Our amal, and those amal are also by the tawfiq of Allah. So tawadu is another very, very great humility. And Hadith Sharif says, Man tawaza'a lillah, again, which is a thing which you have to do as insan. You got no choice. You have to be humble. Shaitan said, Ana khayrum minhu. That I'm created from fire and fire goes up. And he's created from sand and sand goes down. So Shaitan, if he did have any right in his wrong logic, to be proud because fire goes up. What right have we got to be proud? We not created from fire. We created from sand. And sand goes down. So on what account have we got this, that who are you to tell me? What do you think? Who am I? You don't know who am I. Where we got this, whether it's we saying it to the wife, saying it to our students, our children, our workers or what, you'll see what I'll do with you. What you can't do anything yourself and think yourself at that time, malaika are looking at you. And they're thinking, what's your hakikat and what preposterous claims you are making. Allah is watching you. And what you thinking, which God are you coming in front of muqabla and making of Allah Ta'ala, that you'll see what I'll do with you. I won't forgive you till Qiyamah Day. Qiyamah Day, I'll catch you by your throat and take you by Allah. You're going to take people by the throat to Allah, your own khud ka koi thikana nahi. What's going to happen to you there? And so this pride that we have in us, and you make an effort also with our zikr, but just a little bit of thinking, and pride just has to evaporate. There is no question of pride in a person. But we are all filled with pride. So we are filled with pride. We can't accept, and what is pride? Batrul haq wa ghamtun nas. We don't want to accept the truth. We just can't. People explain to us, this is what it is. We understand it, but our pride doesn't allow us to accept it. What I said, I can't go back on my word. What I told, this masala of mine, we see our great, great ulama, and they are famous for their greatness, they retracted. We made a mistake. But today, we are nothing. They were great people, they retracted. We are nothing, we can't retract. What I said, I can't say I made a mistake. I can't say, please forgive me. And to go and say that to the wife, please forgive me. And to say to one's worker, please forgive me. It's impossible for us. We are filled. We are overflowing with pride. We should be overflowing with shukr. But instead of that, with this pride. And a proud person, man takabbara, a person who has pride, well, Allah destroys that person. And whom Allah destroys, whom Allah ta'ala keep, jisko Allah rakhe, kaun chakhe. Who can even touch that person? You're just doing your own harm if you want to interfere. And whom Allah Ta'ala causes to be destroyed, the world can't bring that person, give him any izzat or anything. And how many people who have, like especially in the government post, what position? And when they are disgraced, they are front pages of newspaper. They are disgraced, handcuffed, and they are being taken by the police. They are in the cell, and you see the bars of the cell, and they're showing him that he's inside the cell now. So it is in Allah's hands. So we must not have any pride whatsoever, anywhere. And do the things to destroy this pride from within us. We had our Hafiz Abdullah Durwesh, Maulana Abdullah Durwesh. He should come every year for i'tikaf year. And he should go down for supper at a time when he knows the people are just about finishing their meals. And he should eat all the leftovers from the plate. These things will help to, from the crumbs which are on the dasturkhan, pick them up. They will help to break your pride. Put somebody's shoes straight. Anyone, don't think Hazrat's shoes only. Anyone's shoes, put their shoes straight. Do some favor, the small little thing. And Allah give us tawfiq of doing some small little things. Like just even putting water for some plants. That's their food. And water is their vital. And you are giving for some stray cat, or if there's a stray dog perhaps, and you give some food for them. It's not your duty. Or little bit of the one person, what was he? On Qiyamah Day, he was taken to task. And then just because of a cat, that cat was suffering in the cold. A buzurg, after Fajr going home, he took it, made it warm, gave it some nice warm milk to drink, and that cat's dua took him to Jannah. So all the small little things, how valuable they are. So, and a person who is humble is loved by everyone. A person who is proud, outwardly people will show respect to him. But in their heart, they have got the worst hatred for that person. So be humble. So two things, and you'll become a wali of high merit, high position by Allah Ta'ala. Shukr and tawadu. and see where it will take you. And these are like natural things. We not we have to really work for them. Just become natural. Realize who we are. And you have to make shukr. You got no way out. And you have to be humble. There is no way out. You have to be humble. And if you have those qualities, Allah will make you the greatest wali of the time. Allah will make you from the abdal of the time. You have these two, and there are many. If you open up the what ingredients you can use, what meals you want to prepare, plenty of ingredients. But these two are such, they will take you, everything else you will get. Allah, give us all tawfiq. Our shukr we make, and have humility, humbleness, never have this pride, not in our thoughts, our actions out of the question, our words out of the question. From no word must it be made out that we have got pride. No action of ours, no look of ours, that the way we look at some, what you think, who am I? That look also must not be. It must be a look of humility, humbleness also. And Allah loves the person who is humble. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.